Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Aaron Gurness. My guest today is Tim Wall, owner of the Coffee Connection. And thanks for coming on. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
You're opening up starting today, actually. The coffee shop's opening up. Can you tell me a little bit about why you decided to take on this challenge and start running this thing?
We've had the restaurant running since almost a year now, and it just was struggling to pay the bills, so to speak. So we were going to close, but I felt like the community needed it. It was the reception that it got from the people in town was overwhelming. And when I told them we were going to close, person after person, I was disappointed in that. So it made me kind of rethink things and kind of change my thinking from a closing to let's reopen and take a different angle so that we can maybe make this a profitable venture. So kind of changing my way of thinking at things has allowed me to kind of generate some new ideas and a different perspective on the whole thing, so that hopefully we can make it work this time.
So what kind of different angle are you actually taking with this?
The biggest thing is we had been serving lunches before, and it seems like the Knoxville Square has so much competition for lunches. We weren't selling enough to make those profitable, so we had high food costs, we had high labor costs throughout the lunch. And we maybe have one or two people in here, which was a shame because we had really great food, but bottom line is we weren't able to compete and we were losing a lot of money. So what we're doing this time is kind of cutting out the lunches altogether, and we've expanded the breakfast menu considerably and try to do one meal better than try to do two and spread ourselves out too thin and not do it well enough. So we've expanded the menu considerably, and there's obviously less breakfast competition on the square than lunch. So hopefully by doing that, we can get labor costs, food costs down during the lunch hour and make this a profitable venture.
Is there any breakfast food in particular that you're looking forward to putting on the menu now that you're excited about?
Well, we've added the omelets. We had omelets before, but it was kind of a very generic one-item type of thing. We've added a bunch of different options to that. We've also added a bigger breakfast platter with eggs and meat and sausage and toast, and just lots of different things. We have Belgian waffles, we added French toast, pancakes, in addition to the things we had before. The breakfast burritos are back, the loaded hash browns are back, so I think we really have a little bit of something for everybody. We've added a new line of oatmeal that we got from a distributor that they rave about. That it's a health conscious oatmeal, so we got a lot of different things for kids, adults, everybody.
Are there any special activities planned for the grand reopening, kind of?
We don't. I've kind of grand reopened enough times now that it seems kind of cliche to do it again. I think the word of mouth is getting around already that we're reopening, and nothing real big. Hopefully just the word of mouth spreads and people continue to, you know, talk and tell people about us and the changes we've made, the different items we have, so that people will come in and try it. And we have our same coffee, all the same coffee and hot and cold drinks that we had before will stay the same. We'll be open from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, like we were before. And the breakfast will be served from 7 to 10:30. And then Saturdays will be open again from 7 to 2, with breakfast again 7 to 10:30 on that day as well. We're closed on Sunday.
Now, with this new, bigger breakfast you guys are talking about, have you had to make any big changes to the way the restaurant is set up at all?
The biggest change in terms of our kitchen, we've added, and that's what the electricians are working on currently, is we've added a flat grill, which should make it easier for us to do the expanded breakfast menu. So we'll have a grill to do the pancakes on and omelets and all that kinds of things, where before we were kind of forced to do it out of skillets on top of a stove, which made it kind of difficult. So with this new grill, it should make it much easier to do lots of different things at once, get food out, you know, quicker, and a better product, hopefully. So,
will you continue to have Wi-Fi?
Yes, we will. So anybody that wants to come in and sit and do that and eat and drink are completely welcome. So preferably not out in the front parking lot, but where a lot of them sit. So we're excited about this grand reopening. I think there's enough changes and there's enough talk going around that we're doing this that there seems to be good feedback, and I'm feeling positive about it. So I'm looking forward to all of our old regulars returning, but even more so, some new people who haven't tried us coming in, trying some of our new menu items and seeing what they've been missing all this time.
I'm Aaron Gurness. This has been Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today was Tim Wall. Stay tuned for Let's Talk Pella here on the Marion County Midday Magazine.